Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al Musawi. In the previous key, we were discussing the rulers, leaders, those who are in power, and we said there are a number of duties they need to uphold. One was education. Two is to make people always hopeful and give hope to people in terms or in times of calamity, problems, tribulations. You know, sometimes people face issues as a whole, not as individuals. The whole country goes into a chaotic state in terms of finance, economy, I don't know, social disorder, wars, or what have you. This happens from time to time. Some countries crumble. The leader's job is to make people hopeful, to keep that hope happening, to keep that hope going. Because once people lose hope and they despair, then things will get even more chaotic very, very quickly. Because people, once they reach a state of despair, and they understand that there is no one that is actually governing them or taking care of them or, you know, trying to seek their best interest or giving them hope that things will clear out and stuff like that, they take matters in their own hands. And that's a problem. And most of the history that we read and the revolutions that people themselves led is because the leaders that they had, they made them reach a state of despair that they decided to take matters in their own hand and revolt and create revolutions. And sometimes these revolutions are 50-50. Sometimes it succeeds and sometimes it backfires. So one revolution, it will bring the system down, but at the same time, it will divide the fabric of society forever. The society will be divided. And, you know, history testifies to that. So a leader needs to be able to give hope to people in this regard. When we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, one of the things that he used to do to people, he always gave them hope. He was always positive. Whenever things get really, really bad, he would give people hope. That is the definition of a good leader. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, when he describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in terms of his leadership, he says, فَهَدَاهُمْ بِهِ مِنَ الظَّلَالَةِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the Prophet to guide them from misguidance. وَأَنْقَذَهُمْ بِمَكَانِهِ مِنَ الْجَهَالَةِ. And he saved them from ignorance. So he always kept them informed. He always kept them in check. He always kept them by showing them the right path. Once people see the right path, then obviously they're good to go. That was his duty. So every ruler needs to play that role by guiding people, helping people, supporting people, giving them hope.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح جنان است چه فرون نماز و ثواب داره فرون روزه
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرندرخ کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. So we are talking about the duties of the leaders in power. We said they need to keep hope constantly alive. Since we ended up with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a beautiful passage from Imam Ali alayhi salam where he describes and explains the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in my opinion, obviously, this is my opinion, it's one of the best ever comments written or description given about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the best you would ever read in the history of mankind in terms of explaining how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be. He says he was a physician, that he would go around curing people. This physician, his medicine is very well prepared. It's solid. You go to some doctors and they give you what we call silipo, just to make you feel that you're actually getting something. They only give you an injection that's made from water and sugar. Or he just writes you any description. Or sometimes this applies to ulama and scholars. You go ask them a question and they just give you an answer just to brush you off and send you out. No. The Prophet was different. He was a physician, that he would go to people with his knowledge, and he has mastered his medicine too. This is what a leader needs to have as well. Also, when it comes to him trying to inject people with that medicine that he has, he knows exactly where to place it. He just doesn't give things to anybody and to everybody, because he understands that the people have certain requirements and everyone is different. So as a leader, any leader needs to keep in mind that his people are made from different ways of life. They have different thinking, different cultures, different backgrounds. And you can't just prescribe them with one law and generalize it to everyone. It's not going to work. You have people who are Christians, Muslims, I don't know, you have Shia, Sunnah, you have people who are from different cultures, different backgrounds, different religions, different sects. These need to be taken into consideration. You can't just issue one law and apply it to all. It doesn't work. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been described as a person who would give his medicine to the appropriate people with the appropriate amount. يَضَعُ ذَلِكَ حَيْثُ الْحَاجَةُ Whenever it's required, he would place that. So the Imam Ali alayhi salam, he describes the state of people, how we have people who are blind and people who are deaf and people who are mute. And obviously, this is literally, he's not talking about the literal blind and mute and dumb, deaf people. Rather, he's talking about a state of life, a way of living. مُتَتَبِّعٌ بِدَوَائِهِ مَوَاضِعُ الْغَفْلَةِ وَمَوَاطَنِ الْحَيْرَةِ He goes to the places where people are heedless, places where people are lost, and then he goes and he gives them that medicine. This is what a leader supposed to do. This is where a leader is required the most. This was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and Allah says, "Walakum fi Rasulillah اسوتون حسنه. والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.